This is a meditation that you can do whenever you want to magnetize a number of people into your business. If you want to fill a class or a program, if you want to find more private clients, or you're looking to fill a group, or you're looking to bring in someone that can help you reach larger numbers of people to grow your business. Find some time, quiet time, for about maybe 15 minutes or so where you can be quiet and uninterrupted. And I want to invite you to focus in on your breath. I want you to take a deep breath in through your nose and hold for a count of 3 seconds, and exhale through your mouth for a count of 5. So let's do that together. Inhale through your nose for a count of 3. Hold, and then exhale for a count of 5. And I want you to do that for at least maybe another 5 or 6 times. Each time allowing yourself to relax a little more, a little deeper. Try to listen only to the sound of your breath and not allow other outside distractions to come in and divert your attention. But if you find that happening, just return back to focusing on your breath. So do that now. In through your nose for a count of 3, hold for a few seconds, and then a nice deep exhale through the mouth for a count of 5. And once you start to feel yourself feel completely relaxed, I want you to start to focus your attention on thinking of a person or a group of people that you would like to magnetize or attract to you. And just for a few moments, think about or list all the qualities that these people will have. Maybe try to picture someone in your mind that you've worked with in the past, someone that you really enjoyed working with, and you had a great experience with them. And get that picture of that person in your mind. What qualities does that person have? What are their interests? And how can you serve them? More importantly, what feelings come up for you when you think about them? How are you relating to them? Be as complete and as specific as possible. And once you're clear on this person, I want you to create a scene in your mind in which you imagine yourself interacting with this person. You can be over a phone call that you have where you're really engaging with them and you're having fun and they're listening to what you're saying and you're engaging with them. Or you're standing in front of a group and you're delivering a presentation and everyone is looking at you and smiling, nodding their head and taking notes. Whatever it is, get that scene firmly planted in your mind. And as you live it out, really tap into the good feelings that you have as you're experiencing this situation or this scenario with this person or group of people. And once you have that firmly planted in your mind, I want you to imagine a light source coming from your heart. And imagine that it is moving from your heart, but it is as large as your body, almost like a ray of light. Make it really large, and as you make it large, you know, feel free to make it as large as you need it to be. But imagine that you're sending out this light from your heart like a call. It's coming from you out into the world to the souls of the people who may be most assisted by your work. So see that light radiating like a sunbeam from your heart, moving out into the planets, moving out into the universe and the sky. And that light is being attracted. People around the world are seeing that light and they're drawn to it and they're paying attention. That's you sending out the call from your heart of the kind of clients, the kind of people that you want to work with. Feel yourself drawing them to you. They may not know your name, or they may not know your face or your website or anything very specific about you right now, but they're drawn to that light that they see wherever they are in the world. And tell them telepathically how you will make them feel, how you will make a contribution to their lives through whatever it is that you're offering them, whatever your product or your service is. Tell them with your eye, with your mind, as you're radiating that light from your heart, all the different ways that your product and service will assist them in making their lives better. And when you're focused upon serving and assisting people in this way, you become very magnetic to them because they too are looking for you and the solution that you provide, but they have not yet physically found you yet. So you're sending out a call that they will be attracted to that will help them better find you and you better find them. And as you do this, ask for the people who value and honor your work. Even if you want to attract a group of people, it's far better to attract one person who honors your work rather than three or more who do not. So do not focus on what people will give you or what you want from them. Because when you're focusing on that, you're not magnetic to them. but be aware of what you will offer other people that will serve their higher good. And radiate this thought in your mind. And stay with that for just a moment. And as you begin to circulate power and energy through this light beaming from you, let go of any neediness. Detach and surrender, knowing or feeling like you need to know how it's going to come to you. Or how you will directly benefit from these people coming to you. It's important that you understand that you cannot force anyone to do anything against their will, that you only are drawing in people to you that are ready, and it's for the highest good for them and for yourself. Okay. And continue to energize that light coming from your heart, going out into the world. And continue to think about the people you just described. You're seeing your light going out into the universe, the people who are looking for you and your gifts and what you offer the world are looking to. They're looking for that light and they see it and they're connected. And you're sending them good thoughts, letting them know that the solution they seek is out there. And you both are trying to connect with one another physically. And even though you don't know their names or their faces yet, thank these people in advance for your opportunity to serve them. As you put more energy through this source, through your heart moving out into the world, make it larger and larger. Imagine it reaching out through your city and your state and your entire country or the world, even the world. Make that light bigger and wider and brighter, knowing there's people all over your city, your state, your country, and the entire world looking for you and what you have to offer. And thank them in advance for trusting you, knowing that you will serve them well. And imagine that as the people that are connected with you, imagine, see them as little light bulbs lighting up. So each time someone is attracted to the message that you're putting out in the world, see them as light bulbs. Each person that's becoming connected is turning on like a light. See one bulb light up, and see now a dozen of them. Then dozens of them, perhaps even hundreds or thousands of these lights being turned on all around you. Imagine that there are lines of these lights reaching back and forth between you and all of the people you will reach. How does this feel? Make your vision as real and as inventive as you can. For instance, if you are drawing in people that you want to reach with your work. Imagine what you will feel like when you are reaching 10 new people a week. Sense that energy, sense their energy, and allow that to be a part of your reality. How will your life change when you reach this number of people? Now imagine reaching 25 new people a week with your work. How will that feel? Continue imagining and connecting with more and more people. Imagine 50 people, 100 people, or even more new people a week, tuning into your work, visiting your website, calling you, sending you emails, wanting to be helped by your work in some way. And imagine that fully now in your mind. Feel it coming through your heart. And as you connect with more and more people, feel the changes that this will make in your life. As you imagine more and more people, adjust your mental pictures to comfortably include this number of people. If it doesn't feel comfortable at first, keep imagining this connection in different ways until it does. The more easily you can imagine this, the more easily you can make it a reality. Okay. And now ask for the lifestyle, the business structures, and the assistance that you will need to handle this larger number of people that you're connecting to with your work. See that. See your company formed and the people around you. Who's around you helping you run your company? Do you have a personal assistant? What are you telling them to do, asking them to do for you? Who's helping you manage your business and manage these people that you want to attract, that you are attracting to you? Observe your posture and your breathing. And notice that you can increase your feeling of being magnetic by slightly altering each. And realize that you can stop at whatever level feels most comfortable for you. You may decide you want a small boutique company with only a handful of people, a handful of clients, maybe one assistant or two. Or you may want a mid-sized company where you're serving 100 people or more, and you have a couple of assistants and support. Or you're running a multinational, multi-million dollar corporation, and you have multiple people around you supporting you and helping you run your business. Whatever answer is right for you, just make sure that you can breathe into it and feel whatever's appropriate for you. It's more important that it feels good and appropriate to you than you trying to force yourself into something that might not be a right fit for you right now. You can always grow this. It's important that whatever number, whatever size you pick, whatever size company or business you pick, it must feel comfortable for you. Now I want you to take a moment and go within deeper. Breathe into it. And ask your higher self, how often do you need to do this meditation, this exercise? How often do you need to come back to this in order to activate your ability to draw in what you just asked for? You may only need to do this once and feel complete, knowing that it's coming to you, or you might need to drop in several times a day, or several times a week, or maybe only a few times a month. Whatever the answer is, just know that that's what's best for you right now, and that's what you do. And once you feel like you have an answer that you feel complete with, allow yourself to take a few more deep breaths in through your nose. Hold for a few seconds and release on the exhale, nice and slow, until you feel like you're coming back into your body and back into the room. You might feel like you want to stretch a little bit, move your hands or your head, your arms, whatever feels comfortable. And really bring your awareness back into being in the present moment, feeling refreshed and feeling complete. And being aware of where you are. And over the next several days and weeks, notice if you have any insights about these people and how you might connect with them. And if anything comes up to you that feels good, that feels appropriate, feel free to take action on that. And remember, you can come back and do this meditation whenever you want to drop back in again and get that picture in your mind. Do it as often as you'd like. And so it is.